November 19th, Jesus says, the believer identifies with his God, and the child, with his parent. It is not mistaken, then, to say regarding the forerunners of Satan, what Isaiah says in the 14th chapter, verses 12 to 15. Haven't those whom I call the forerunners of the evil one wanted to emulate their master and father in the attempt at proclaiming themselves to be gods, and in oppressing the throngs? Haven't they spoken of God with a shameful condescension, almost as if the super-gods were them? Haven't they arrogated to themselves the right to dominate what is most sacred, what even God respects in man? Not only have they taken the liberty of granting or withdrawing permission to live, but even permission to think. The thought which I have given to man, and which is free, for everything God has given you is free from any impositions whatsoever, and would have been freer, since not even the flesh would have placed obstacles for that freedom, if the flesh had first remained free from the slavery of sin. Thought is oppressed by this super god of slime and horror. They do not demand obedience to holy laws of love as I lovingly command you without forcing you to follow that command. They impose cruel obligations which enslave you worse than oxen with their necks oppressed by the yoke, and with their noses offended by the constricting ring. They impose them on your whole being, and not one of your three forms, physical, moral, and spiritual, are exempt from this slavery. Yes, even the spiritual one. The octopuses of the evil one hold in sway penetrate, and extend even towards your spirits, and, as they please, will or do not will, that the spirit should turn to God or his law. Their acrimonious children of Satan explodes in fierce persecutions. But even when, casting aside the human mask concealing their heads as infernal snakes, they do not arrive at the major persecutions, it is the subtle forms of craftiness, the crumbling of the edifice of faith, and the ways of life aimed at substituting paganism for religion, that envelope your spirits to strangle them. And you do not always have the strength to remain faithful, for your spirits are not nourished with love and the gospel. You bend before forms of human slavery, you that deem it unworthy of man to obey the commandments of God. And, because of a man or several men, you lose the most beautiful gift of God. Free will. You are marionettes, moved by one or more men. In this life and beyond, you could have been free men in the kingdom of God, your Father. Draw away, separate yourselves from the laws of the beast, and dissociate yourselves from him while you can. His destiny is already marked out. When God's scythe cuts away the parts of the beast which are torturing the earth, and which constitute the precursors of the unity of evil which will rock the earth, act so as to be very far from the ones plunging into the oven of the abyss as putrid members of this horrible manifestation. Babylon, which is now rising, and will have its apogee in ruling, will be succeeded one day by a holy Jerusalem. Act so that on that day, and on the unending day, the mark of the powerful in Babylon, of the lesser Lucifers, and of the forms of alienation and excrescence of Satan will not be upon you, but the holy unmistakable, glorious sign of the Son of God.